Hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and another installment of Bullet Points. This is our midweek catch-up and a chance to share a little bit with you about what's going on behind the scenes of the podcast. So this weekend, just gone, I had the pleasure of meeting up with a podcast guest who had previously been on the show, but via Zoom, because that guest was in Los Angeles. It was Lisa Bilyeu. She's coming up on the show soon, so get excited. You may know her from her YouTube channel, Women of Impact. She's interviewed some of the biggest names in self-help and personal development, and she herself is just an absolute powerhouse. She's written a book called Radical Confidence, and when she came on the podcast last year, we actually talked a little bit about it. I think she told me offline that it was on the way, and I read it recently, and it was just so brilliant. And she was over in London talking about her book, and we met up. I interviewed her for the podcast, and at the end she said, listen, I'm doing this thing on Saturday. We're going to be in Regent's Park. Do you want to come along? And I did, and it was just utterly wonderful. So it was her followers. I put something on my social media. It was also Andrea, the lovely Andrea McLean was there, the TV presenter. And it was just a morning of people who were just really curious about bettering themselves, who wanted to get together and just chat about so many different things. And it was just wonderful. I got there and Lisa already had loads of people there, and people were getting up and talking about the goals that they had and how they were trying to achieve them. And it was just the most wonderful, empowering meetup. So that was something that happened. And the reason I'm telling you, because it's kind of depressing, isn't it, when you hear someone say, hey, this thing happened and it was great. You weren't there, though. But I'm kind of flagging it because I think that might be the kind of thing I would like to build into the show moving forward, just like the occasional meetup. Obviously, the fact that it was a beautiful summer day in Regent's Park made it really easy. But I think that might be the kind of thing that might be something I would like to factor into the show, might be the kind of thing that I would like to set up maybe once a month or every quarter. I always say things like once a month, and then it's like, do you realize what that would really take to pull off? So maybe once a quarter, doing something like that, getting together, having a chat about the themes that come up on the podcast a lot. And I really did. When I say I met some brilliant people, I met some wonderful, wonderful people who all had big dreams and are just going after them, which is so excellent to be around that kind of energy. And actually, something else that happened is that I had a couple of DMs. Obviously, for some reason, Estée Lalonde's podcast that we did together ages ago now, probably back in 2019, had a couple of messages about it recently. And I thought, I'm going to go back and listen to this because I hadn't listened to it for ages. And I haven't seen Estée in a while because, everyone's been locked down and I haven't seen her since everything's really opened up. And so I went back and listened and I just thought, oh my God, I forgot how good this conversation was, how brilliant she was talking about kind of finding yourself, what happens when you feel a little bit lost in life, the things that used to ground you. So that is going to be the snippet in this episode, Bullet Points. So regular listeners will know, I asked in the Facebook group, a few people had basically said, we'd love to hear little snippets of the show. Obviously, most of the Sunday episodes are over an hour, and so they can be quite a lot to digest. And a few listeners have said, would you put little snippets of them in bullet points so that we can A, be reminded of episodes that we may have either missed or have forgotten about, but might want to go back and re-listen. And also some newer listeners said, I'd love to get a taste of what else has been on the show because I've just discovered you recently. So that's what these little snippets are all about. So here's a little snippet from my chat with Estée, which I loved. And I'm including this because it talks about getting to know yourself, how to set boundaries with people, dating, and also we talk about yoga. And it's, there's a moment where she tells me that she knows Adrian, as in yoga with Adrian, and I'm so embarrassed at the expression on my face that I take a good 20 seconds to regain my composure because I just realized that I've completely let the mask slip and any kind of professional veneer had just completely evaporated. But it's okay, I was with Estée, so I was in good company. Anyway, so that's this snippet. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, please don't hesitate. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Gunns. Or don't forget, the link to join the Facebook group is in the show notes. I'd love to see you there. And also the link in the show notes is where you can sign up for the newsletter. It's very clear, it just says sign up for the newsletter here. That's where you'll hear about new episodes of the podcast and also crucially about the new habits that I'm doing for 12 habits in 2022. So if you want to stay up to date with those, click that link, sign up for that newsletter, get in touch in whatever way feels most comfortable. I can't wait to hear from you, and I hope you enjoy this little snippet of my conversation with Estée. And obviously, I'll put the link to the full chat in the show notes.
Do you have something that you have done? Because I do feel like when you suddenly find yourself confronted with a lot of time by yourself, when it happened to me, I wallowed. Huh. But then I started to sort of find these little life rafts, and that might be like someone like Jen Sincero's self-help book or meditating or something like that. And it's all of those things combined, and they're sort of little things, have created this thing, this space where I feel very comfortable in my own skin and in my own, I don't need someone to come around.
That's so accurate, and I've never really heard it being put as life raft before, but that's so true, because I didn't have any life rafts when I first became single. I was really dependent on my ex-partner, and I felt really naive, even though I was like 27. I don't know, I felt like a baby, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when I became single and I moved into my flat and I had nothing, literally there was nothing in my apartment except boxes, I was like, what am I going to do with my life? I was like, I had nothing to cling on to. Mm. So for a while I turned to booze, still loving it.
Hey, no judgment from this gal. I'm leaning back in my chair because I still smell like tequila.
So that was one thing. But no, in all seriousness, the things that really helped me get a sense of self, yoga.
Interesting.
Yoga saved my life. I know it sounds dramatic, but yoga saved my life.
Okay, let's drill down into
that. Okay, yoga saved my life, and baths. I love baths. That's a life raft for me. Reading is huge. I read so much. I love reading. That has helped me a lot too. Netflix, weirdly, love that. That helps me sometimes.
What are the shows that you like on Netflix?
Oh God, there's so many. I don't even want to get into it. I've seen everything on Netflix. It's actually sick.
I like escapism a lot.
Me too. Me too. So I do that. And honestly, just like hanging out with my friends and all that stuff. Going to galleries. I love going to museums.
Oh.
Yeah, that helps me a lot. I like to write. So these are all things that I feel like I wasn't doing before.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, is that you suddenly realize you have room in your life for a lot. And I remember I used to wake up in the morning and think, I've got to do these three things. And then panic would set in, particularly when anxiety was incredibly bad. And getting through one of those things seemed Herculean, and I'd need a nap afterwards. And when you are self-employed and work from home, you nap.
You nap. You take that nap.
But now I almost astound myself with how quickly I can get through a to-do list. And it's just changing your attitude and thinking, well, this is going to be fine. Whereas I used to look at a to-do list and go, I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you relax, it just sort of feels like...
And also it's interesting because in my previous life, I feel like I also had space and time to do all of these things, but I didn't realize how much I needed it. And also now going forward, if I ever do like get into a new relationship, I just want to keep all these life rafts that make me feel like me. So, you know, being single, back to that, it's a huge learning experience.
Mm. And I do think as well, as much as, I mean, you said that you were quite like a relationship, I do think that I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been in to have one, because I know what makes me tick.
Whereas in
the past, I think I was looking for somebody else to, I definitely was looking for somebody else to complete me.
Oh yeah.
And my first boyfriend was like the best looking, most gregarious, funnest guy, and everyone loved him. And I just assume, well, if I'm his girlfriend, then everyone will love me too.
Right.
Which is kind of like a really ridiculous shortcut to being popular. But I won't do that anymore.
Great.
Now, you said about being dependent. And I'm just curious about that because you obviously run your own business. You're self-made. Have you leaned into being, I don't know if you like this expression, I know it is divisive, about being a girl boss? Because you do, like the buck stops with you. You make it happen.
Right.
And you don't have to answer to anyone financially or... Well, I don't know your circumstances specifically, I'm guessing. So I'm wondering whether that was something that you learned to lean into as well.
I focused a lot on work. And I also did a lot of reflecting on what I've actually achieved, especially when you do start dating, because it's like you go on a date and it's like, what do you do? And it's like, well, I made this. And it can be a little intimidating, and it can also be a little freaky for people, and it's just, yeah.
What do you say? Because people say to me sometimes, what do you do? And depending on who's asking, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I don't play it down, but I don't big it up, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I like that.
So I just usually say, like, oh, well, I make content on the internet, and I make Instagram stuff, and usually the people I'm dating, like, get it anyway, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like one quick Google away and they see my life.
And how does that feel? Because it is, somebody can get, or somebody is able to draw a picture of what they perceive your life to be like.
Yeah.
Quite a complete picture.
For sure. But also, I always, if I'm dating someone and I actually like them, I will not let them follow me.
I block them.
I don't block them, but I'm just like, don't follow me, don't look at it. The way I look at it is like, I don't see you at work, so I don't want you to see me at work.
I like that.
That's the way I look at it. And if somebody can't get that, then I instantly know, like, this is not going to work.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a really good way of doing it, though.
That's my thing. And I don't go into their office and see what they're up to. Like, I know my job is really fun, mm-hmm. and you can see me, like, doing cute things and fun things, but, like, yeah. that's my job, so... Maybe we can just text,
yeah.
and I'll send you a couple pictures, but you don't need to be looking at my stories every day.
No, that's so true, actually. Oh, gosh, now I'm really reevaluating all of my friendships. Should I be following my friends on Instagram?
Well, friends is different, because I think with friends, it's like they know the real you, they know the internet you, they know all the sides of you. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, with somebody I'm dating, I just think... Early days, like, let's not let that shape their opinion of me.
Yes.
Maybe down the line. I mean, I've never gotten that far in relationship recently, but maybe down the line, you know, I'll let them follow me, but probably not.
I do. I must admit, I always give the caveat of, you know, just don't, it's work.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, there's a lot of me in there.
Exactly. It's a weird work-life thing. But I just think if there's something that's really life stuff, I'll text it to them.
Mm. Going back to the yoga thing really quickly.
Yeah.
Were you a yoga-y type person before?
Absolutely not. It seemed like a far-off, distant world to me.
What got you on the mat for the first time?
I was really depressed. I was really anxious. And I was honestly in one of the worst places of my life. And there's a girl, Yoga with Adrienne. I don't know if you know her. Yeah.
Sorry. Regular listeners will know. I've said that woman's name on this podcast okay. more than I've said my own.
Well, I just also want to say Adrienne's a friend of mine, and she is literally... Whoa. We've got a fangirl situation.
It's just I laugh because I realized what my face did, and I realized that you saw that completely.
No, she's a friend of mine, and she's honestly one of the best people I've ever met, hands down, in the world of all time. I love her.
I agree.
So anyway, and I'm not just saying this because she changed my life with yoga. In general, she's great. Anyway, so then she was doing this 30-day challenge. It was in January, mm-hmm. and I was like, I need to do something because I'm going to either spiral down the very dark path of bad things, mm-hmm. or I'm going to try to do this positively. And when I started doing these videos with her, I was like, oh God, this is not for me. But then she would say things like, you know, thank yourself for taking this time for you, and mm-hmm. like all this stuff. And things just started clicking for me. And I started seeing yoga as a real time just for me, and like from this meditation, because I can't meditate, but I find yoga really meditative. And I find it's just great for my body. And I love the idea of making space in your brain and your body.
Yeah.
And so I did that month long yoga thing, which gave me courage to eventually go to a real yoga class. Actually, Jules took me to my first yoga class.
When I first asked the question, I was going to say, was it Jules that got you on the mat?
Yep. He took me to my first class, and it was a yin yoga class. It was very calming. It was 90 minutes, and I went in thinking, how am I going to stand 90 minutes of this? And it was the best 90 minutes of my life. So I have to thank Adrienne, and I have to thank Jules. Mm. And now I do yoga 4-5 times a week.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I do hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your time hugely. If you did enjoy it and you never want to miss an episode, then please do hit the subscribe button wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It's also where you get the opportunity to leave a 5-star review and a rating for how you feel about the show, and I'd be so grateful if you wouldn't mind leaving one. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. If you fancy chatting to me and thousands of other fellow listeners of the podcast, then click the link to join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer a couple of questions, but we cannot wait to see you there. Come over and join the conversation. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.